This is Paul Tuthill, WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau Chief. The all-Democratic Massachusetts House delegation voted for the compromise to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff. By the very nature of compromise, there were good things and bad things in the bill, in the view of Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal. He called a yes vote the responsible position.
And I think that paying our bills is the important thing to do, and I think keeping some tax relief for middle-class Americans was the right thing to do. And I was thrilled with the work that we were able to accomplish on ending alternative minimum tax. And also, I was very pleased that in the tax extender package, New Markets Tax Credits, which I've worked very hard on for many years, they were included.
Neal, who is a senior member of the House Ways and Means Committee, said he spoke about the compromise with Vice President Joe Biden during the Democratic House caucus and also spoke on the House floor before last night's vote. Neal said he made the point that we got to the so-called fiscal cliff because taxes were cut deeply at the same time the country was paying for two wars.
I think the hard part of this deliberation has been addressing the theology that was very popular in Republican circles that tax cuts pay for themselves. There's scant evidence that would support that conclusion.
The compromise bill delays for 2 months spending cuts totaling $109 billion in military and domestic programs. Republicans promised to use the upcoming debate on raising the nation's debt ceiling to leverage deeper spending cuts. Neal said that would be what he called a grievous error.
The debt ceiling is not an argument about new spending. The debt ceiling is an argument about previously incurred spending. If you voted for the war in Iraq, for example, bill is due.
Congressman Jim McGovern said he personally believes President Obama gave too much away in the fiscal cliff negotiations.
You know, I would have preferred that the tax increases begin at $250,000 or higher because I think it would have generated more revenue and would have provided not only more resources to pay down our debt, but also provide some revenue to invest in our economy. I mean, getting our economy back on the right track means more than just cutting or raising revenue. It means investing.
McGovern said he hopes the president stands firm in his pledge to oppose any cuts to entitlement programs during the political showdowns in the next 2 months.
What we should be debating here in Washington is not about how you bring people down, how you lower the quality of life or the standard of living for people. We should be trying to find ways to lift people up. You know, how do we create more opportunities? How do we extend ladders of opportunities so that people can succeed, so that people can have security all throughout their life, including in their retirement years? So, you know, I worry that there are some out there gunning for programs like Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and things like food stamps because we've seen these people come forward and try to go after these programs time and time again over the last few years.
Both Neal and McGovern decried the process that led to last night's vote. Neal said it continues a pattern of big decisions being reached at the last minute, bypassing the committee system where legislation can get a full public airing. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.